we are talking about having an appreciation for the Word of God. And I said, if you love God, you will love His Word. And if you want to know Him, you'll get into His Word. That's the only way that you're going to know about the Lord is through the Scriptures. And we're looking at Nehemiah and how they brought the scribe Ezra to the place. They said, we want to hear you expound the Scriptures. We want to hear what God says. And so when he got up, they built a pulpit of wood above the people for him to declare the word of the Lord. And it says that they honored the word. They honored the word because when he began to open the book, they stood up. Just like you would stand up if you went into a courtroom to show honor to the judge. They stood up. They were attentive to the word. They had an appreciation of the word of God. And when you have an appreciation for the Word of God, I believe your posture will change. I've seen some people sit and listen to a sermon just like they would be sitting watching TV or sitting on a bench on in the mall. Their posture didn't look like they were eager for the Word. It just looked like they were putting in time for God. I've also preached in other countries where people walked miles to church. And they wanted you to preach. And if you preached 30 minutes or an hour, they would feel cheated. In fact, the longer you would declare the word of the Lord, the more attentive they were. I remember going one place and I had a book on the gifts of the Spirit. And I loaned it to one of the pastors. And it was a small book, maybe about 50 pages. And the last day I was leaving, he was driving me somewhere. And he began to go page by page talking about what was in that book. And then he says, I had to memorize as much as I could because I have to give the book back to you. And I said, oh, my brother, that was a gift. And when I told him that I was giving him that gift, you would have thought I would have given him $100,000 because he had an appreciation for the word. He wanted the word of God. I believe when we come to church, our posture sitting in church will reveal to the pastor or the preacher if we have an appreciation for the word. In fact, I know it will to Holy Spirit. Verse number 6, it says, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Wow. When they heard the word of God, they began to praise God. You know, it's okay to say amen when the preacher's preaching. It's all right to lift your hands and glorify God. It's all right to show honor and respect and have joy for the word of God. Our appreciation for the word of God is revealed not only by our posture, but it is revealed by our response in praising God. Sometimes the word makes me want to shout. Sometimes it makes me want to say, oh me. But there is going to be a response to the word. Oh, and I pray, oh, this week, which is the Passion Week, which is the week that we're looking at Jesus and the wonderful thing that he did on Calvary's cross for our sins. Let us have a greater appreciation for the word of God.